Oh, no, I didn't.
I don't think you did yesterday either, did you? It is hot today.
Did you guys ever go to summer camp?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, are
you went to summer camp?
Wait, are we doing a blah?
Oh, yeah. 3, 2, 1, blah.
Blah.
3, 2, 1, blah. 3, 2, 1, blah. Okay, the third one was good.
Yeah, the third one was a good one. Yeah, we don't clap anymore. We just blah.
We just blah.
Just blah.
Well, I can't clap with one hand.
Life's a blah.
Andrew was asking us a question.
I was asking, did you guys ever go to summer camp?
No.
I did.
I was raw dogging my summers.
We gotta stop using fucking sex terms to describe normal things.
Me as a kid during summer, I was just raw dogging summer.
How did that become like a fucking like normal term that people use?
I think it began when people were eating hot dogs with no buns or condiments.
No, we cannot start this hot dog chat again.
No, we cannot. No more fucking hot dogs.
It's been 2 days of hot dogs.
Two straight days.
Just a quick snippet is that Andrew got hot dog from the food truck, and then later on his parents made hot dogs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I also had hot dogs that night. So it was a double dog day. Anyway, that's the end of hot dog talk, so topic one, hot dogs, over.
Are we crossing or are we not? Okay.
We are going to cross, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Kyle's walking in the middle of the street. It's fine.
Kyle's walking in the middle of the street. He's also trying to readjust his mic, so hopefully he didn't turn the recording off.
We have dead cats on today, so hopefully the wind isn't so crazy. Oh, you don't have a dead cat?
Where's the dog?
Some days not.
Yeah, there's a business next to us that has dogs.
Right there.
That's really cool. Well, a dog.
Kyle's trying to adjust his mic, so. Kyle went to summer camp. I did not.
Did.
You didn't? You were raw-dogging?
No, I did.
Too?
I did. No, I don't know why I said that. Sorry. Amanda did not, is what I think I meant to say.
Raw-dogging
I mean, I did baseball camp, basketball camp, and just like some other camp.
You do look like a baseball player. Hey. Oh, that was not for us.
It was crazy. I thought we were getting catcalled.
I was.
But did both your parents like work during the summers?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like my mom was more of a stay-at-home mother, so I feel like that's why I didn't really go to summer camp, because like she was home.
I mean,
we were left alone, so I think like we did summer camp from I think like second to fifth grade, but different summer camps. So first we did this one where it was just like a sports rink. I could tell you guys which one, but I don't want to dox it again. But then we did another one. It was an ice rink, a pretty famous one on Long Island. And so but that one had a summer camp.
This whole podcast is us doxing ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we just dox ourselves daily. In fact, that's going to make people want to do it and have them mention it more.
I know. Okay.
Anyway, they
no
did
more
that.
No more doxing talk.
And then I also did a travel camp, and that one was really fucking fun. I mean, God bless my parents. That one must have been expensive.
Travel camp? Where'd you go?
It was traveling around New York, mostly.
Like, every day you would take, like, a field trip?
Yeah, it was a different location every day. Really? So Mondays we'd go to a farm. Tuesdays we would go to like a local pool. Wednesdays we would go to a different like park farm type thing.
But these were all camps that you guys like went home at the end of the day, right?
Yes. Yeah. We weren't
camps.
Like, yeah, I wasn't sleeping in the bus, sleepaway camp.
I feel like when I was a kid, I wanted to go to camp because like all the other kids were doing it. But
I didn't want to. I had no choice. I just had to go.
Yeah, but then like I would talk to the kids that did go to summer camp and they like didn't want to be there. So yeah. I don't know. Unless it was like super fun.
I loved summer camp. Well, I loved
the travel camp.
The travel camp. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I went to two more camps actually. We changed around a lot. But the last and one of the days we went to a movie theater, and another day we went to Splish Splash. I could say that one, I don't care.
What would you guys do on rainy days? Movies?
Yeah, mostly. Mostly movies. I remember seeing Scooby-Doo 2.
Scooby-Doo 2. I'm seeing Twister tonight.
Oh, she's seeing
it
tonight.
I'm getting twisty.
Is that the one when they went to an island and they...
Spooky Island? No, that was the first one.
The second one.
Second one was Monsters Unleashed. It was
Oh, yeah.
That's when they re-encounter all their old monster villains. Anyway, yeah. No, I liked summer camp for the most part because it was fun, but I got bullied at one of them, like, super badly.
He was a victim of bullying. Were you guys victims of bullying?
We had this conversation already on one of the older podcasts.
Did we?
I mean, Kyle hasn't said anything. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah.
I was pretty fat growing up, so.
Were you like a cool kid?
You said you were fat growing up?
I was pretty fat growing up. Sometimes, but not really.
Were you like one of the fat kids? Like,
I guess so. I mean, I kind of just kept myself and say much.
Yeah.
So,
I was a really fat kid.
I think he was just kind of, I guess liked me or just kind of let me alone.
If you can believe it, I got fat. Like, I got fat in middle school. Like, all of a sudden, I think, like, one summer I just gained a shit ton of weight. Funny enough, it was the summer where I didn't go to summer camp. And I just sat around eating fucking cheese balls all day.
Cheese balls. Oh, my God. And you catch those things in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's cheese, like, balls. The rule of cheese balls. If you have got to be caught.
They've got to be caught right in your mouth.
I don't know. I don't like cheese balls. It's like Cheetos. Unless, the ones just yesterday.
Well, the thing about cheese balls is you get, like, the big...
Yes. The barrel.
The big barrel of cheese balls.
We get, like, two of those.
Yep.
We were so unhealthy.
We always got cheese balls.
I do think that the world has made a bigger effort to be, like, slightly healthier. I don't know. Maybe I think...
I'm
generalizing too much.
Yes, because there's more, like, supermarkets that only sell organic and, like... Yeah. I don't know, but...
I forget if we had this conversation. Do you remember the 100-calorie snacks? The, like, Oreos tiny crackers?
Yes.
I remember, those were good.
They were good, but I remember hating how little there were in the bag.
Yeah, it was, like, fucking, like, 10.
They were so tasty, but, yeah, and you could, like, dissolve them on your tongue.
Yeah.
And they were good.
But,
But, like, then you understand, like, why it's only 100 calories.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting, like, a lot of bang for your buck.
No. People would bring in those, like, little Pringle things, like, that are this big, and, like, they would eat the whole thing in one bite.
Oh, my God, and I remember those little Pringles. Yeah, you get, like, 4 in them.
Yeah. Pringles are notoriously bad for you. I forget exactly why that is. I think it's just the way they're made. A loud stuff. It wasn't
that
loud.
I think potato chips in general,
Well, the Pringles specifically, because, like, it's literally just blended up potato matter with, like, a bunch of chemicals that make you thirsty.
Yeah.
And make your tongue go,
What's the water that is supposed to make you... Dasani?
Is that real?
There's salt in it, so, like...
It makes you hungry.
It makes you more thirsty, and they always have them at, like, carnivals and theme parks.
Wow.
Because
the
more you drink it, the more thirsty you get.
And they could charge you fucking $8 for a water bottle.
But, sodium's not bad, You need sodium, especially if you're, like, working out and stuff,
I mean, the best thing to buy, like, Fairs or Z's or going out, Dippin' Dots.
There's no nothing better than Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots are good.
I'm a sucker for Dippin' Dots.
I think for a while they're like a hot thing, and then you kind of die down.
Yeah, I haven't had Dippin' Dots.
Well, they were
like
super
years.
Hot in the early 2000s, and they disappeared for a while. And now they're coming back up.
I said the only time I ever see them is either at the mall or at like a carnival or something.
Carnival, Splish Splash has a lot of Dippin' Dots machines.
I was at a zoo back in April, and we stopped like 5 times and got Dippin' Dots.
That is great. You're like, guys, we have to have another Dippin' Dot session.
Wow, I really want Dippin' Dots.
They're tasty. You know what I used to really love? Remember Dibs?
Oh my God, dude.
Oh my God, yes. Wait, the little bites?
The crunchy ones, right?
The little crunchy Dibs. Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Those were so fucking good.
You just unlocked something in my brain.
Is that the Crunch candy bar?
Yes.
I never see those anymore.
I still see them.
Really?
I see them around Halloween mostly.
I love a bunch of Crunches.
I don't know what that is.
They're like, they sell them at the movie theaters. They're like Crunch bars, but in balls.
Oh, yeah. We used to get those at like Blockbuster.
Love those.
Oh my God, dude. The best candy of all time was Take 5.
What, the pretzel ones?
It was like chocolate, peanut butter, and pretzels.
You say best candy of all time. Do they not make Take 5 anymore?
Like what?
They do.
Do they not make them anymore?
They still make Take 5.
No.
There's no insinuation. It was the boat, dude.
I always love a good Reese's.
Reese's are good. Some people like... It's like, I like the Reese's eggs more. It's just like a different...
I believe in it. The Reese's eggs taste so much better. I think it's because they're like more round. They have more like peanut butter, and they're softer.
Yeah.
I will say, Brie and I shared Reese's pie.
Shout out, Brie.
Shout out, Brie. Brie, if you're listening, let us know. Anyway, we had a Reese's pie when we went on a shoot the other day. Yeah, from that horrible fucking restaurant that I went to. That was the only thing good they made. By the way, it was so funny.
Because it's probably like a frozen thing that they buy from Restaurant Depot.
So the very quick of that story, and I told a little bit of this yesterday, but there was like maybe four staff. The fucking ceiling was goddamn leaking what I assume was sewage.
Yeah, that would send me over the edge.
This was a hotel fucking restaurant. We're going up to the train. This was a hotel restaurant, and... like, it took fucking forever to get our meals to begin with. And I had to send my steak back. It took fucking forever to get it out. And then it wasn't good again. And then it was time for dessert. And, like, when we were telling him our dessert, he was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. And we're like, why is he saying that?
Oh, boy.
He was going, oh, boy. And then when he came out later, he was like, I made these all myself, so, like, if you have any problems, let me know.
I'm sorry. He's such a liar. He was not making those.
I believe he was. I actually believe he was, because it took fucking forever again.
And but there's no way you can make, like, a whole pie in a
The pie was probably pre-made, but everything else I can believe was made by him.
What other desserts?
Some sort of, like...
Oh, there's a cheesecake, too, right?
Yeah, it was, like, an icy cheesecake, and whatever else. But, like, yeah, I think that's why he was saying, oh, boy, because it was, like, he was actually putting that shit together.
That is, like, the last thing you want to hear when you're dining somewhere is, oh, boy.
Uh-oh. I know.
Yeah, like, no.
That place needs Gordon Ramsay to come on over and yell at those MFs.
I feel like I'm walking on the sun.
I know.
You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Let's get candy. What do you guys think of candy corn? Do you like it? You're a fan?
No. That stuff gives me a fucking headache.
I think it's really pretty good.
For candy corn. I actually haven't had it in probably like 10 years.
I don't know. I like it.
What is going on here?
I don't know, but I gotta get out of here.
Amanda's too hot.
It's pretty hot, dude.
I'm not... Listen. This is fucking what's for real, bros. When I'm in Florida, I'm gonna be soaking this shit up.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Going down there
when you're
month.
In Florida.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because
but we're
you're
basically in Little Florida right now.
We're in Little Florida.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's just the humidity from like there being no air between those bushes and
Let's
the train.
Let's walk on the grass. Little people, big Florida.
Why are we walking on the grass?
Because it's a beautiful thing. Amanda's
I'm just
like
a girl.
You're just a girl.
I'm literally just a girl.
Were you in
I'm just a girl
ball.
And I'm sweating.
I'm gonna touch it.
And I'm sad.
What?
And I'm
you're not
angry.
Touching it? I'm touching it.
They're touching golf balls.
I will be touching.
That's what I have to deal with.
Andrew's touching balls.
Men.
Of golf.
Men.
I will be touching. Do you guys have like a favorite?
Why is it getting hotter the more I walk?
I know.
Because you're exerting more energy?
You can't breathe. Well, yes.
Do you guys have like little?
At least Kyle gets hot too. Like at least he complains with me.
Yeah.
No, well, Kyle's like literally a vampire.
Every time I walk with Andrew, like I'll be complaining that I'm hot, and he tells me my blood is bad, and then
her blood is bad.
Bad blood.
But at least
bad
I have.
Blood.
Now we got bad. Taylor
Swift.
She but literally. This is the most ADHD fucking podcast.
I know, we're all over the place. Let's bring it back. Reel it back in.
Guys, let's just finish the bed. Amanda literally cannot fucking maintain body temperature normally in her body.
Well, listen. I'm a runner. I'm a track star. And I run every day. So whenever I start to move my body's like, oh, I know how to do this already. Sweat it out. It's true. Look it up. It's science.
That makes sense when it's hot. But she also can't stand anything below 70 degrees.
Well, yes, but I'm also anemic. So, like, there are explanations.
Oh, so you're saying that you have bad blood?
Yes. But it's probably my own fault because I don't take enough iron.
She needs to eat more iron. She needs more meats.
She needs more iron. Ice or something.
Cheese,
yep.
Cheese, bread.
Oh, I love cheese.
Are you a cheese Louise? Yeah.
I'm a cheese Louise.
Cheese Louise.
Yeah.
See, my BPM is at 115 right now. That's insane.
When AI writing tools first started coming out, Tara and I, shouts out Tara. A lot of shouts out on these last few podcasts.
Everyone's getting a shout out.
We would do, we'll cross over here. We would make it write a book.
Are you going to do the roundabout?
What do you want to do? Cut through a roundabout?
Let's do the roundabout.
We're going to do the roundabout.
We might get hit by a car, but it's fine. Honestly, it'll...
Oh no, let's cut through, because then there's
that
less sound.
So good.
There's less sound bleed when we walk through parking lot.
I was just trying to avoid the hill, but it's okay.
Well, now you're going to have to hill up.
Yep.
Anyway, we would write fucking chapters for a fake book that she wrote called I Goddamn Love Cheese. And one of the chapters was called Cheese Louise.
Was it like a full chapter book?
Yes. And it was about her adopting a horse that they named Cheese Louise. And they named it that because when it farted, it smelled like cheese.
Oh, God.
Cheese Louise.
Guys, I my brain has not moved on past the point of like fourth grade, I think.
Yeah, so nice. I agree. But I wish I still had like the happiness of a fourth grader, you know what I mean? Like where things didn't like make sense.
You're not happy.
Fully. No, but you know what I mean? Like things are a lot more excitable when you're a kid.
Your baby brains don't have reasoning when you're a kid, so it's like you now, don't see the issues in things. Like
yeah, like as an adult I just feel like I know too much about everything that like
too smart.
You know, yeah, like, you just know that, like, a good time is gonna end, you know? Sounds morbid, but...
What would you do in the apocalypse? Alright, here's the situation, ready?
Honestly, take me, I've lived my life.
Here's the situation. Here's the situation.
Okay.
A big fucking meteor comes down, center of America. So, like, the Midwest is fucking wiped, all right?
Okay.
It's cooked,
completely
as
gone.
The Zoomers say.
But we're, like, doing okay.
And that's on cap.
East Coast?
But
okay, Andrew does this thing where he says on cap. He doesn't use cap right.
It's on cap.
Like, that's cap. I'll be like,
God.
How was your day? And he was like, it's been good. That's on cap.
And that's on cap.
It's on cap. It's on cap.
Anyway, okay, the Midwest is...
Anyway, the Midwest is totally fucking cooked on cap. And,
I'm so done.
And,
I can't even correct them anymore.
Like, everything, all the coastal states are, like, still kind of, like, they're fucking ruined, but they're not, like, obliterated. Yeah.
Okay.
On cap, too.
On cap.
That's on cap.
And that's also on cap. And so,
this car.
You are in, you know...
Jump in front of it. Sorry.
You managed to get in a bunker and kind of hunker down for the apocalypse. You come out...
So I'm underground.
It's not nuclear, so, like, you can come out. Like,
okay.
You're
so
not,
the air is fine.
The air is fine. You're coming out. What is your first plan of action?
Fly off, take a plane.
There's probably very few in the air, but...
I don't know what my first thought would be. Okay, so how long was I hunkering down for?
You were hunkered down for at least like a month and a half.
Okay, so not that long.
Yeah.
Got some food and drinks. And
you had some Girl Scout cookies and...
Yeah, I would definitely eat something good
Slim
first.
Slim Jims.
Slim Jims, nice.
I would get like a full meal. And then, I don't know, I'd fuck shit up, I think.
Yeah.
Like, what about the government? What's the state of the government?
In fucking ruins. Did you see the movie Civil War?
So I can, like, commit crimes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm robbing.
I mean, here's the fucking thing. Every time there's a natural disaster... We're going that way. Every time there's a natural... Oh, wait, should we? Yeah, we could do that. Every time there's a natural disaster, there's fucking robbing and looting. Every single goddamn time.
I know.
So...
I feel like I would honestly just rob, like, banks.
You would rob... But money almost has no use anymore.
But eventually it will.
So you're saying so a man is grabbing a bunch of paper that might or might not be useless.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to build back.
I mean, the banks eventually are probably empty anyway, so it, you know, doesn't matter too much.
Wait, what do you mean the bank? Oh, like no one's in there?
No one's there.
But what Andrew's saying is, like, the physical dollar might not mean anything.
Might not, yeah. There might be a world economy after that.
Eventually, they're going to build back, you know?
No, I did not say that Europe was destroyed.
I'm not going there, bro.
Yeah, I don't really feel like
you know what? I'll die first. Okay.
You'll die before you go to Europe.
I'll stay in America, and I'll do my thing. I'll do my big one. I don't know. Rob a bank. Just
maybe,
to say I was able to do it.
What are you even robbing at that point? I mean, like...
Money.
How was Argentina?
Gold.
Is it messed up too, or is it fine?
Argentina?
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up. I mean, that place was already fucking messed up.
Oh, man. Where else can I go? But I want to fly the plane there.
You want to fly the plane?
Yes.
What, so you have a chance of going down in fucking extreme fashion?
Yeah, I mean, what a way to die. She hijacked a plane, and that's how she died. I mean, Sky King, look at him.
That's the anniversary of that.
Really?
It was just the anniversary of poor
Sky
King.
Sky King is a guy who hijacked a plane, and he went down with the plane.
Yeah, and he didn't hurt nobody, neither. So.
He didn't hurt anybody.
Except himself.
He learned in video games, which is so savage.
That is cool. I mean, GTA is pretty fun with what it comes to, like,
fun. How long ago was that?
That was three or four years ago.
No, yeah.
It was longer.
Yeah, like 2015, 16
guys,
maybe.
Listen, it doesn't get easier getting older. It goes faster and you're dying quicker, so.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Pretty sad. That's a sad podcast.
Sad podcast moment.
Yeah, we're all realizing we all die.
Clip this up. Man, what's going on here?
Watch your buddies. Run. This guy's trying to cross the road.
Oh my fucking god. We're just watching some silliness
going on.
That
man didn't even look.
Yeah.
That man just said, yeah, don't wait for me.
He knows he's the king of the road.
When you're on college campuses where you're like, yeah, I won't even look, so like if they hit me.
Oh yeah, for sure. That was everyone's fuck. Listen, legitimately, every single person who has crossed the road at college said that. Like,
yep.
If you get hit, you're getting your college paid for.
Literally. It's like, is that even true? There's got to be measures to that. Rules and regs.
I guess. I mean, the pedestrian always has the right of way. But that's the thing is, I don't know. Do they always, like, if you're coming crossing out from
sweating buckets?
I think on a sidewalk you have to, like. Anywhere else, like, you know,
if you're jaywalking, if you're proven jaywalking, like you were in the middle of the street, but
I think I would just, like, if there was a crosswalk nearby and I was jaywalking, like, I would just scooch over a little bit towards a crosswalk.
Yo, viewers, leave a comment if you ever jaywalked.
Every single person, especially here in New York.
Yeah, and I'm reporting all of you to the police, so.
We're actually just, like,
we're snitches.
A narc pod.
Yeah, we're the narc pod.
Yes.
And whatnot is just a facade.
Could you imagine if I fucking narked on every single viewer and the police were like, we don't know what to do with this information?
They're like, this is all like open claims that make no sense.
That was like back in the day when people would call the police on like cyber bullies. They're like, what the fuck do you want us to do?
Yeah, I feel like that's such like a gray area. But now they have like cyber security.
The cyber police to take out the cyber vermin.
Yeah, I'm sweating buckets.
Guys, it is humid out, and also it's gonna be 90 something on Friday. And I'm playing
tomorrow.
Fucking pickleball. And tomorrow, yeah.
It's gonna be like 90 tomorrow. I'd rather like.
Is it outside? The wall is inside.
Oh, well, the league is inside, but I play in a league, bros. Me and my wife. Shouts out to my wife.
Does she listen to the pod?
Shevin's
no,
wife.
She does not listen to the pod.
Okay.
Maybe I should make her, but she'd probably respect me less.
What does that even mean?
She probably wouldn't respect me as much.
Oh.
It's like, this guy's fucking weird.
This guy, like, talks to his phone.
I wear many faces, folks.
Does. Two-faced.
He does.
I am
usually drags me around gone. For...
Whatever. Someone. How's it going? Whenever I speak to
so
customer
late.
Service...
I waved to at the exact same time that Andrew did.
Whenever, I speak to customer service, I put on a southern accent. And like, because I put on my country boy thing. Like,
one time Andrew called 7-Eleven for me.
Oh yeah, I did my country boy that time too.
Happy with that.
I love doing that.
We were trying to see if they had like medicine. Because I was like dying.
Oh yeah, Amanda was had like
had
a really bad headache. That was before a shoot, wasn't it?
I think so. And I was like so sick.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot.
But I put on my country boy because you know what? People, if you speak in a really nice, like, if you talk like this and you're nice and you talk nice and slow, like sometimes, and you're really, really pleasant, people will treat you better. I really think that's true.
I don't know about all that.
And you call them honey and you say sweet, sweet dear.
I think part of that, like,
skip
people
one.
Think that
slip pace.
You're messing with them and they don't like you.
That's not true. Well, if you don't, like, if you're not calling them, like, with, like, people know when they're being fucking pranked, okay?
Like, malintent. I don't know.
Like, if I'm just like,
yeah,
listen,
but,
sweet dear, I'm looking for some Advil.
But you called a 7-Eleven in New York and did that.
But I do it to everyone. Different. I do it to all of them, and they always love it. I called one of them, I think it was like last year, I sent you a text. I'm like, my fucking customer service, my internet company's flirting with me. She sent me like this email that was like, you're the best customer ever, heart, 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 love you, and remember always to remember me in your heart. And like,
no.
It was like this weird ass fucking message.
And you're like, okay, wanna go on a date?
Well, cause she was saying she was having a hard day, and I was like, oh, sweetie, there is no such thing as a hard day. We just make it hard with our minds. And that's
the oh my god.
And they love that. Hey, customer service agents out there, how you doing?
Howdy. Shout out them.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy doody.
Shout out. Let me hear you say howdy.
Howdy.
Yeehaw.
Oh, yeehaw.